So in perimenopause, we can experience a huge increase in symptoms, such as all the symptoms I've mentioned already: brain fog, mood swings, irregular menstrual cycles, insomnia, low sex drive. So we have a huge increase in symptoms. At the same time, our brain's ability to metabolize glucose as the primary fuel starts to decline. And glucose is the primary fuel for our brain, also for our muscle, our skeletal muscle, our cardiac muscle. And as we age and we start to decline in progesterone and estrogen and DHEA, we see a significant decrease in the brain's ability to metabolize glucose. As women, we're often made to feel that symptoms are in our head, not in our body. But I want to share with you today how physiology affects our behavior. The symptoms that we experience, whether it may be anxiety, mood swings, feeling like a monster is inside of you. So irrational anger or, you know, flipping off at the flip of a switch, difficulty concentrating, brain fog, all of those symptoms are associated with hormonal imbalances. And oftentimes, if our labs are normal, not even considering optimal, we're considered to have an issue with our moods in general, so that it's in our head. And I'm here to tell you that it's not in your head. There are many symptoms that affect the way we think, the way we feel, our moods, our energy level. And addressing those from the root cause is critical to gaining the empowerment over our body that is our right, is our birthright, is by design how we were created. In the Bible, it says, you know, the body is the temple of the spirit. And if you go back to the origin of the word temple, it really represents a cathedral. So our body is a cathedral of our spirit. And like any good cathedral, you got to have a good foundation and it needs constant renovation and repair. Same is true with our body. Our body does it on its own on a regular basis. Our gut mucosa turns over every 72 hours. That's a quick opportunity for repair and restoration. Now, you know, being a woman in my 50s and single for over 11 years, one of the things that I hear from men especially is that their wives were bipolar. They had crazy mood swings. And I talk to patients every day, and especially perimenopause, PMS symptoms, we can see that in young girls. The perimenopause mood swings where you feel like only have one or two good weeks per month. Like, what is happening there? So I want to share a little bit about some of the hormonal changes that are occurring in your body and how that affects how you think and your moods and how you show up in the world. So as our hormones are changing as we age, our DHEA, which is in my product Jelva, so DHEA is an ingredient I believe is very helpful to our bodies and very low risk and is produced naturally pre-menopause between our ovaries and our adrenal glands. As we age, the production of DHEA decreases and actually for both men and women start to decrease in our mid to late 20s. Now that's significant because DHEA is a precursor hormone to testosterone and estrogen. And DHEA, optimal levels of DHEA are associated with longevity, with lower risk of breast cancer, with lower risk of all cancers as well. And so understanding what's happening there, and when our ovaries are starting to decline in function, our adrenal glands need to pick up the slack. Now, the second hormone, major hormone that starts to decline in perimenopause is progesterone. Progesterone, by the time we're in our 60s to 70s, there's 65% to 75% less progesterone than in our 20s. That's a significant decline, and it starts to drop rapidly age 35 through age 35 to 55. There's a significant decline. So what does that mean? Well, first, progesterone is a hormone that is neuroprotective. It protects the brain. It protects the bones and protects the breast. So we're talking bioidentical progesterone that our body's making or that we're receiving from an exogenous source. So a cream, a lotion, a bioidentical prescription pill. So progesterone has been shown to have all these neuroprotective effects, and it's the top level hormone. So from cholesterol, we make progesterone and pregnenolone. Another reason not to drop your cholesterol too low, because it's, again, precursor to making progesterone and all our other sex hormones. So progesterone has been shown to be supportive of memory, to be helpful in recovery for PTSD, to help us get a good night's sleep, restorative night's sleep. And when we look at research that looked at progesterone versus progestin, synthetic progestins, for example, in Provera, or many of the combination HRT prescriptions, or in birth control pills, those are progestins. And we know that those are associated with an increased risk of breast cancer, can cause weight gain and swelling and brain fog and heart problems. So we want to avoid synthetic progestins to the best of our ability, but bioidentical progesterone in research published in 2008 by Dr. Fournier out of France looked at an 88,000. So it was a multi-center trial that looked at 88,000 women in menopause and beyond who were on a bioidentical progesterone versus a progestin. And what they found is no increased risk of breast cancer in those clients. However, a significant increased risk if you were on a progestin. So like Provera. And we saw the same thing happen in the Women's Health Initiative study, which was halted emergently in 2002. And that's when my patients came to me panic, like, am I supposed to stop my pills? What's going on? And explaining the difference between synthetic hormones and bioidentical hormones and safe ways to use them. My patients were empowered, as well as the ultimate, getting your body to produce more progesterone naturally. So when we're under times of stress, yes, progesterone is depleted because the precursor hormones are going to make cortisol. So we need all that reserve to make a life-saving hormone, cortisol. Now, cortisol gets a bad rap, and I will give it one, absolutely, because cortisol is our stress hormone. And it is a catabolic hormone. In other words, it breaks us down. It will rob Peter to pay Paul. In other words, it's life-saving. It's cortisol, like a prescription cortisone, is a natural anti-inflammatory. It comes in, helps reduce inflammation in our system right away. And that is life-saving. But when you have chronic persistent levels of cortisol, so even from a daily microdosing of stress, physical, emotional, mental, real or perceived, we're constantly in that higher cortisol functioning state till there's a time when your body's like, hey, you know, you're frying me out, cortisol, I've got to suppress you. And in medicine, we used to refer to that as adrenal fatigue. So your adrenals are giving out. It's actually not true. The paraventricular nucleus in the brain says, okay, you're frying me out, I got to suppress you, this is too much, too long, I'm getting really acidic, and it's not healthy. So the PVN works to suppress cortisol in production in our body. So it suppresses your adrenal glands. And it's not that your adrenal glands are broken. So we call that adrenal dysfunction. When you're in this state of whether too high, too low cortisol, you're not in a balanced state. In other words, in the morning, cortisol should be high because it's designed to wake you up, keep us alert, what's going on, get things done first thing in the morning. And then midday, it starts to, like around noon, it starts to decline. And by evening, when you're ready for bed, your cortisol is really low. For those who have suppressed cortisol, it's low all day and you're exhausted. You just have fatigue. You have aches and pains and more inflammation in your body typically. So what do? First of all, we want to keep the adrenal strong and healthy. And understand when this is happening, there's less resilience, less reserve, less of a gatekeeper within our physiology. You're losing progesterone. That's the cool, calm, collected hormone. progesterone helps to support our neurotransmitter GABA. And if you think of how GABA works in our body, it's the rock group ABBA. And think of the musical. I always like to think of the musical Mamma Mia. And it's like, oh, this is great. Life is good. You're getting good night's sleep. You're thinking well. Your brain's clear. And so it's producing GABA. You're getting a good night's sleep, all of those good things. And when cortisol's up, you're depleting that progesterone. So this is a very common way that our physiology is affecting our mood, our ability to think, our behavior. And it's all within our power to help support that and to help heal from that. And I see it all the day because I will test and look at a woman's cortisol or a man's throughout the day and see what their cortisol curve looks like, which is closely related to our circadian rhythm. And if you've heard that term before, circadian rhythm is our body's internal clock on a daily basis and how it shifts and adjusts, not just with cortisol, but with other hormones as well throughout the day, with our body temperature, with our neurotransmitters, with our body's natural reproductive hormones, are all on a clock system. So we got to keep that clock healthy. And when we're constantly in front of blue light or we have stress, everyday, real, perceived, post-traumatic stress, and our progesterone levels start to decline, we enter what's really a perfect storm. We enter a perfect storm and it feels like anxiety, mood swings, irritability, brain fog, difficulty concentrating, difficulty sleeping, not feeling rested throughout the day. We have to address those issues. Then you feel balanced in as little as 2 weeks. And I know it's 16 days really, but in as little as 10 days, you can start to feel significantly improved. According to our research and our clients who do Keto Green 16, at the end of 16 days, 90% have a significant over 80 to 90% reduction in symptoms. Just 16 days. Our body is powerful. And, you know, I mean, it just makes all the difference in the world. And also think about what else progesterone does. Progesterone helps to support GABA, neurotransmitter of calm and ease. And it also helps keep tryptophan active. Again, this is one of our mother hormones. It keeps tryptophan active. And tryptophan is a precursor to 5-hydroxytryptophan, which is needed to make serotonin in our body. Serotonin is our anti-anxiety hormone. And if we also are declining levels of estrogen at the same time or greatly fluctuating levels of estrogen, we start to feel more anxiety. So between a drop in progesterone and a drop in estrogen causing a decline in GABA neurotransmitter as well as a serotonin neurotransmitter, you're kind of not feeling like yourself. And it's worse in the premenstrually, it's worse. Those symptoms can be aggravated where clients feel like they don't have, you know, 1 or 2 good weeks per month, that they're really struggling. And I recognize this, let me just say, that from serotonin, we go on to make melatonin. Our melatonin is metabolized from serotonin. So what does that mean? When your progesterone levels start to decline, your estrogen starts to decline, you're making less melatonin. You're getting less of a good night's sleep. So it's a combination of things that are happening. So as I look at this and I study these different pathways, I look at, okay, well, what do we need to do to fix this? We need to support our adrenal glands. We need to decrease inflammation. We need to balance our hormones. And balance means different things to different people. We want that fluctuations. When I put someone on a SSRI, a anti-anxiety medication, they often feel somewhat better, but they feel flatlined. They don't have the ups and they don't have the downs as significantly. So we want to experience life's ups and downs. So Khalil Gibran wrote in his Hallmark book, The Prophet, says, and I'm paraphrasing, our sorrow is a reflection of the deep love and joy that we once felt with that person. And in grief, that was so comforting to me. That statement is so comforting to me to remember that my deep wells of sorrow, my deep wells of grief are a reflection of the immense joy and immense love I've had in my life and specifically with the person I lost. So remembering that it can be very therapeutic too. What we want to do beyond keep the adrenals healthy. Well, first, how do we keep the adrenals healthy? And I have done some podcasts on this, so I encourage you to check back. And also in the Hormone Fix, I write about this. But keeping the adrenals healthy is focusing on that good night's sleep, decreasing inflammatory foods in your diet, so you're not having to push out all this cortisol and anti-inflammatory hormone, and you keep glucose nice and stable. Ooh, that goes a long way to keeping your mood stable and healthy. And you support the adrenals with nutrients. So foods like my favorite, my kefta and tabbouleh. So with parsley, onions, that help with glucuronidation and sulfation and help our body detox. And parsley is rich in methylators. Plus, it's a natural diuretic food. It's one of my favorite medicinal foods. So kefta and tabbouleh, any really my keto green recipes are a good place to start with those anti-inflammatory foods and herbs and spices and nutrients. And the other thing is vitamin C. Our body will pour through vitamin C in 80% of our stores of vitamin C in 2 weeks of extreme stress. In 2 weeks, and if not sooner. The other thing to support our adrenal glands are B vitamins. And you got to be careful when you take B vitamins. You can definitely go to my website, dranna.com, and look at the gold standard in my multivitamin packs. You'll see the methylated folate, the activated forms of all the B vitamins, such as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and our B6 vitamin, our B12s, biotin, et cetera, riboflavin, all of those important B vitamins, B3, B5, specifically to support the adrenal glands and your cortisol production, are very beneficial. So I'll often start a client on a very high quality B vitamin or multivitamin that has minerals also to support you, such as magnesium. Magnesium is supportive and is a key catalyst, a key functioning mineral in over 200 processes within our body. So want to keep those levels healthy. And I was just checking a person's red blood cell magnesium who had been having difficulty sleeping, high anxiety, and her red blood cell magnesium was significantly low. And it may be normal on labs, but over 5 is optimal. So hers was 3.8. So I knew just by supplementing with magnesium, that was going to help her. And then again, mineral-rich food, organic foods, and to decrease the stress load on her body. So kind of explaining here how our mother hormones like progesterone and pregnenolone, both of those are in my balance cream for a reason, because these are kind of top-down hormones that help us get a good night's sleep, are neuroprotective, help our brain, help our memory, help our thought processes. And even just by getting a good night's sleep, we feel better and it gives our body the opportunity to rest and restore. And that's a powerful healing prescription. So I'll often start there. Now, additionally, to help support the adrenal glands, maca. Maca is adrenal adaptogenic root. It has, oh my gosh, it has so many good research studies that look at maca and look at the function on our adrenal glands, as well as our other hormones. Maca has been shown to reduce hot flashes, to improve sexual desire, decrease all the associated symptoms of sexual dysfunction, improve mood and memory, and be immunosupportive. It's often used in people with altitude sickness. It's a great supplement to use during the pandemic. And supports our immune system, so we want to support it. Now, maca being an adaptogen, what that means is in times of in overdrive or underdrive, maca comes in and supports your bucket, so to speak. If you think of you're constantly need to refill your bucket, but if it's got, you know, big holes in the bottom of the bucket, you're on a constant battle. And I know from talking to many women and through my own experience, it can feel that way. Other adaptogens that I also included in Mighty Maca Plus, I say my healing journey in a can from foods I learned around the world, and other adaptogens that are amazing is turmeric. Turmeric is that yellow herb or spice that has been used in medicinal and traditional medicines for years. It's good for anti-inflammatory. It supports mood and memory. And, you know, I mean, that's a lot right there. It also supports the immune system. And the way it works as an anti-inflammatory is in multiple inflammatory cascades in our body. So it really helps support our body's natural anti-inflammatory response. Another one of my favorites is quercetin. You heard a lot about this during the pandemic too. Quercetin is a precursor to CoQ10, which is necessary for ATP production. That means our energy production. And when we have low CoQ10, we can have heart failure, heart disease, fatigue, slower metabolism, and rapid aging. So a quercetin is a big part of the healing herbs that I like to include in my, you know, or nutrients, supplements that I like to include. That's why I combined it in there. Another one, a fourth one, is resveratrol. So you have maca, turmeric, quercetin, resveratrol, and so many more that can help us. Grapeseed extract, different fruits like mangosteen. Acerola is a cherry-sized fruit, and it has 10 times as much vitamin C than an orange. So also a medicinal food, and also I put that in Mighty Maca. The combination, what we've seen clinically, is an improvement in your body's natural production of progesterone, and an improvement in 2 to 3 months on 2 to 3 scoops per day of 70 to almost 200% increase in your body's natural production of DHEA sulfate. So DHEA, again, is one of the hormones from the adrenal glands and the ovaries. It's that first precursor to testosterone and estrogen production. And it's that, again, I would say resilience hormone. We want to get those levels optimal, and we can do so safely through lifestyle, through nutrition, through herbs and supplements and prescriptions if we need to. So understanding how our hormones are shifting at the same time as our mood swings. So in perimenopause, we can experience a huge increase in symptoms, such as all the symptoms I've mentioned already: brain fog, mood swings, irregular menstrual cycles, insomnia, low sex drive. So we have a huge increase in symptoms. At the same time, our brain's ability to metabolize glucose as the primary fuel starts to decline. And glucose is the primary fuel for our brain, also for our muscle, our skeletal muscle, our cardiac muscle. And as we age and we start to decline in progesterone and estrogen and DHEA, we see a significant decrease in the brain's ability to metabolize glucose. So this adds to those neurological symptoms, that a shift in neurological symptoms. So by using progesterone and DHEA and empowering the body to make its own necessary hormones, and I mean, it just shifts everything. Plus the nutritional pattern of bumping into ketosis periodically, because the use of ketones for fuel as compared to glucose for fuel, the use of ketones for fuel is not hormone dependent. So we give the brain fuel, we give the muscle fuel, and those symptoms really, and that's probably one of the reasons that within 16 days, your symptoms can completely decline. I always feel that empowering you to understand your hormones really helps you take one next right step after another. And for that reason, I'm leading a Understanding Your Hormones or Mastering Your Hormones masterclass coming up at the end of March, beginning of April. So be sure to go to dranna.com/hormone masterclass or really just at dranna.com, and you'll see a sign up option to join me in that masterclass for a long discussion and Q&A on mastering your hormones. There are nuances to it, but I want to let you know how empowering it is. I had a patient recently in my office who I'd seen a few months ago. So she was coming in for her second follow-up, and she'd had a history of, she's 69 years old when she came to see me. She now turned 70. And in her 50s, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so she's been living the last almost 20 years thinking, when's the next shoe going to drop? And because so many people diagnosed with a cancer, especially if it's a hormone-dependent cancer or related cancer, feel disempowered. feel like, okay, well, I don't know why my body betrayed me, but I, you know, I'd gone in and was feeling good. And then I get this cancer diagnosis, like what's going on? What's going to happen next? And that's a disempowerment place to be. And so when I worked with her through my, you know, I have all my clients, my patients read my book, The Hormone Fix, that gives a lot of information in that one book that I really want every woman to know and understand. So I had her follow my keto green plan. I supplemented her with Mighty Maca and my balance cream, bioidentical topical progesterone and pregnenolone and tripeptide, and supported her with some multivitamins. And also, again, the lifestyle, focusing on a good night's sleep, and looked at her hormones as she followed up over these last 3 months. And her symptom score went from a 58 to 2. When in my Magic Menopause class and in my book, The Hormone Fix, I give you these questionnaires. And so the hormone symptom questionnaire, or the medical symptom toxicity questionnaire, she had severe, significantly severe symptoms all over her body, aches and pains. She wasn't sleeping. She had no sex drive. She's been married now for 45 years. And she was just struggling with her mood and energy and her joie de vivre, her love of life. And so to see her back with a medical symptom questionnaire of 2, you know, her labs evaluated and fine-tuned really with nutrition and lifestyle and a little bit of progesterone and pregnenolone and Jelva for the vulva, of course. That's one of my foundationals. So, you know, with that and just making those lifestyle shifts, her symptom score dropped 99%. That's huge. And guess how she feels? She has more energy. She's been flying all over the country, visiting her grandbabies, and she's running 5 miles again. She had too many before she had stopped because she had too many aches and pains. And she's 70 years old. The patients like her inspire me every day. And I hope her story inspires you too. In a short amount of time, in just a couple months, 3 months, we've been working together. And so that's just basically 3 visits. She has significantly improved the quality of her life and she feels more resilient. All her inflammatory markers, stress markers have completely dropped to very healthy, optimal levels. And she feels it. She feels it. I want that for you too. So join me in my hormone masterclass, Mastering Your Hormones Masterclass at dranna.com/hormone masterclass. And I look forward to seeing you there. Please let me know what resonated with you in this talk. Comment below. I want to hear about it. I love being your girlfriend doctor. Till next time, God bless you.